Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Daily Stoic Blueprint. You know that feeling when you're walking down the street and bam, you get totally blindsided by an emotion? Anger, frustration, even joy can hit us like a runaway train sometimes, leaving us feeling off balance and scrambling for control. That's where emotional intelligence comes in. Emotional intelligence isn't just some fancy buzzword, it's your superpower to navigate the roller coaster of life with grace and resilience. And guess what? It's something you can absolutely cultivate. Today, we're diving deep into the foundation of emotional intelligence. Self-awareness. Think about it this way: self-awareness is like having a rearview mirror for your emotions. It's about understanding your own feelings, knowing their triggers, and recognizing how they influence your thoughts and actions. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you become more self-aware. 1. Tune in. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions? You know, checking emails, making coffee, going through the day without truly feeling it. It's easy to get caught up in autopilot mode. But self-awareness starts with consciously paying attention to your internal world. Notice those physical sensations as your heart racing. Are you clenching your jaw? These are signals from your body telling you something's going on emotionally. 2. Name it to tame it. We all experience a range of emotions, from joy and excitement to sadness and anger. But putting a label on what you're feeling can be incredibly powerful. Instead of saying, "I feel bad," try being more specific. I feel frustrated, I'm feeling anxious, or even I'm experiencing a sense of peace. By naming your emotions, you create space between the feeling and your reaction, giving you a chance to choose how to respond instead of just reacting impulsively. 3. Journaling your emotional BFF. Grab that notebook, my friend. Journaling is like having a personal therapist who's always available, ready to listen without judgment. Write down your thoughts and feelings, even the messy ones. Don't worry about grammar or making sense, just let it flow. You might be surprised by patterns you discover in your emotions, triggers that set you off, or even moments of unexpected joy. 4. Embrace your inner critic with kindness. We all have that inner voice that can sometimes be a real downer. But instead of battling it, try to understand its perspective. What is it trying to tell you? Is it fear-based? Are there some underlying beliefs that need addressing? By acknowledging your inner critic with compassion, you can start to reframe negative thoughts and build a more supportive internal dialogue. 5. Mindfulness, your emotional GPS. Mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind, it's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Take a few minutes each day to simply breathe deeply, notice the sensations in your body, and observe your thoughts without getting swept away by them. Mindfulness helps you stay grounded, reduce emotional reactivity, and create space for clarity and calm. Imagine this. You're at work, and a colleague gives you some critical feedback. Instead of immediately feeling defensive or overwhelmed, you take a moment to pause. You notice your heart beating faster, your shoulders tightening. You label the feeling as anxiety and remind yourself that it's okay to feel this way. Then, you consciously choose how to respond, perhaps by calmly asking for clarification or expressing your perspective respectfully. That's self-awareness in action. It's about being present, understanding your emotions, and making conscious choices instead of reacting impulsively. The beauty is building self-awareness is a lifelong journey. It's about showing up for yourself each day with curiosity and kindness. So, take a deep breath, get curious about your own inner world, and remember, you are capable of incredible things when you truly understand yourself. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a little emotional intelligence boost. And let me know in the comments what strategies you find most helpful for developing self-awareness. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and keep living your best life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.